Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of technology and AI. I'm Alex, your guide through the complex and exciting world of tech.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking and add a bit of humor along the way. Today, we're getting into something that sounds like it's straight out of a hacker movie: building smarter web scrapers with Python and AI.
That's right, Jamie. It's not just about pulling data from websites anymore. It's about doing it smartly, efficiently, and most importantly, ethically. Before we dive in, a quick shout out to our listeners. Thanks for tuning in.
Ethically. So I guess my plan to scrape all the streaming services for content is a no-go?
I'm afraid that's a hard no, Jamie. But let's start with the basics. Python remains the go-to language for web scraping, thanks to libraries like Beautiful Soup, Requests, and Scrappy.
Ah, Beautiful Soup. Nothing like a warm bowl of data? Kidding aside, I've heard of it. Makes parsing HTML a bit less headache-inducing, right?
Exactly. It's like having a spoon that's perfectly shaped to scoop up the data you need. But as web pages have gotten more complex, traditional scraping methods have faced more challenges.
Challenges? Like websites asking, "Are you a robot?" Because I never know how to answer that.
Well, that's part of it. Websites have become more dynamic, filled with JavaScript and anti-bot measures. That's where AI steps in. It adds a layer of intelligence to scraping, helping to identify relevant data, detect layout changes, and even interpret the content.
So you're saying AI is like giving our scraper a brain, one that can learn what a price tag or a headline looks like?
You got it. AI models can be trained to understand the structure and semantics of web content. This means instead of writing brittle code that breaks every time a website updates, we can build scrapers that adapt and learn.
Adaptable and smart, like me when I convince my friends I'm good at trivia. But how do you actually combine Python and AI for scraping?
Let's break it down. First, you set up your environment and install dependencies like Beautiful Soup for parsing and an AI library for the smart bits. Then, you fetch and parse the web page.
Fetch, like how I get my coffee in the morning. Continue.
Right. After fetching, you use AI to classify and clean the extracted data. For example, you could use a model to classify articles as tech, sports, or politics. This step replaces traditional keyword-based approaches, which can be quite limiting.
That sounds powerful. But when should you not use AI for scraping?
Great question. AI isn't always the answer. If you're dealing with structured HTML tables, simple parsing does the job faster and cheaper. AI shines in handling messy, dynamic content, or when you need to understand the semantics of the data, like detecting sentiment.
Got it. So, there's a time and place for AI in scraping. What about the ethical side of things? You mentioned scraping ethically earlier.
Absolutely crucial. Always respect a site's robots.txt file and terms of service. It's about scraping responsibly and ensuring you're not violating privacy laws or overloading servers.
Sounds like with great power comes great responsibility. Classic Spider-Man wisdom applies to web scraping too, huh?
Couldn't have said it better myself, Jamie. And on that note, it's time to wrap up today's episode. Remember, folks, Python and AI make a powerful duo for web scraping, but always use them wisely.
And ethically. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into smarter web scraping. If you enjoyed the episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review.
Until next time, keep leveling up your nerd tech skills. We'll be back with more insights and laughs here at the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.